John, 1 John chapter number 2. While you're turning there, I'll read the theme verse. We've read it a good amount of times already. But the Word of God reads, inspired Scripture reads in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 in verse 14, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. We learn them from the Lord. We learn all these things from the Lord. You're in 1 John rather. Look at chapter number 2 and verse 21. 1 John 2:21. I've not written unto you because ye know not the truth. This is the Apostle John writing to the early church Christians there. I've not written unto you because ye know not the truth. Watch. But because ye know it. And no lies of the truth. You know it. You know how you're supposed to live. You know the walk you're supposed to have. We are to continue in the things which we already know. And Mark Twain, I know he wasn't a Christian, but he said something along the lines of, you know, it's not the things in the Bible that I do not understand that scare me the most. It's the things that I do understand and don't do anything about. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Is it okay if I just read the Bible today? I think that's okay. Hope you don't mind that. 72 times in your English Bible there, your King James. Here are some selected passages for you concerning this word, this theme, continue. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14. The people of God were admonished, continue following the Lord. John chapter 8, verse 31. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. John chapter 15, verse 9. Continue in my love. Amen. Acts 1, verse 14, continue with one accord. Unity, good. The same page. Good. There's so many churches out there where they have multiple leaders. It's like a two-headed or three-headed monster, and things are going in separate directions. We're supposed to follow the Lord and really follow our under-shepherd as he's following the Lord. There has to be unity. Ephesians chapter 4 says, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, Paul writing to the Ephesians, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness. You know, God hates pride. Pride goeth before destruction, the high spirit before a fall. Hey, you got to have lowliness. We got to have meekness with long-suffering. That's patience. Forbearing one another in love. This next part just speaks to me. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. You know it. You know we ought to be getting along as a family, as a church family. Think of your own family. There's sometimes family strife, right? Hey, if the Lord is at the center of that, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. You know it. You know the truth. You know how you ought to be. Acts 2, 42, continue steadfastly. And this is the early church. They continued steadfastly in the doctrine, in the fellowship, and in prayer. They knew how to prioritize. They put the word of God first. God's words, God's opinions, God's thoughts. And if I may just say this, hey, we can trust the word of God.
Amen.
You know, three different languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. 40 different authors, 3 different continents. It's a miracle book. We're praying for a miracle building, but before we even think about that, let's think about our miracle book.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It's amazing that we have this. The French philosopher Voltaire tried to destroy it during the French Revolution. And he said, within 100 years of my death, there will be no Bible, there will be no Christianity. I'm going to extinguish religion from the face of this planet. And he passed away, and his very house, his very residence was changed and turned to a place to print Bibles.
Yes. Right.
Come on now. I think God's trying to preserve his word.
Sure.
I think God's
Amen.
Trying to protect
Amen.
His words.
Right.
Continue in the doctrine. Continue in fellowship. And some of us don't know each other in this room. Hey, this is family, okay?
Amen.
Let's get to know each other. Talk Amen. To each other.
Amen.
Your best friend should be in this room, my opinion. I really believe it. I really believe it. Study the word of God, and you're going to find that within these walls, you have saved people, okay? And we should be getting along with people who are on their way to heaven. If you're not saved from the wrath of God, by the grace of God, you need to know that. You don't want to think so. You don't want to hope so. You need to know so.
Amen.
Continue in prayer.
Yes.
Oh, man, we need to continue in prayer. There's a spiritual dearth of prayer. There's spiritual famine in prayer. We're not praying nearly enough. Pray without ceasing. We're admonished in the New Testament. Continue in the grace of God, Acts chapter 13. You stay in awe of who he is. Stay in awe of who he is. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, Jude 1:21. Stay in awe of who he is. Hey, folks, you may forget what I say this morning, but don't forget God. Let the importance of his words reverberate and echo in your hearts, in your thoughts, your mind, your behavior this week. Acts 15:35, Paul also and Barnabas, one of his buddies, his best friends there, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also in Antioch. They were called Christians there first. They continued, the prominent demarcation of my life is not that I like basketball or that I'm Asian or that I'm male. No, it's we're all Christians with a capital C, right, if you're saved, okay? First and foremost, a disciple of Jesus, John 19:38 there, a disciple of Jesus. Are you a disciple of Jesus? Are you a disciplined learner? And when he had found him, he brought him into Antioch and came to pass, Acts 11:26, a whole year they assembled themselves with the church, taught much people. The disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Don't continue in sin. Don't continue in sin. Romans 6:1. What then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How are we that are dead to sin continue any longer therein? Don't continue in sin. Seek the Lord. Seek his face. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Hey, you know it. You know it. You know the Ten Commandments. You know what to do. And some of us, sometimes we don't know the Ten Commandments. I teach the kids the Ten Commandments. I say, hey, first of all, hey, God is number one. God is number one. Next of all, thou shalt make no other graven image. No bowing down. Don't bow down. Commandment number three, watch your mouth. Don't take the name of the Lord in vain. Don't say, oh my God, oh my Lord. David said, oh my Lord, oh my God in Psalm 25. But he meant it. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Commandment number four, go to church. Hey, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You know it. You know it. Commandment number five, honor thy father and mother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Commandment number five, honor your parents. Commandment number six, no killing. You got number six here? No killing. None of that. Commandment number seven, one man, one woman for life. Commandment number eight, no stealing. That's what I do with the kids. I just try to get these hand motions. No stealing. Commandment number nine, thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Don't lie. And then don't covet. Don't covet. Don't want something that isn't yours. That's why we don't gamble, right? Don't want something that God has not allowed you to earn properly. Hey, we know these things. Amen. We know it. We know it. Hey, Romans 11:22. Continue in his goodness. Continue in his goodness. Romans 2, verse 4. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Amen. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen. In other words, by letting you live today, by letting me live today, God is reminding us how good he is. Yes. Continue in the faith, grounded and settled. Colossians chapter 1. Be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the truth will set us free. First, let's make us miserable. Continue in this same faith. Be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Hey, we're not looking for the White House or to the White House. We're looking for the white horse. Amen. We have this blessed hope in Jesus.
Amen.
This hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Hey, how about Colossians 4, verse 2? Continue in prayer. Watch the same with thanksgiving. Oh, there's an epidemic in our churches where we're forgetting to give God thanks for what we've been given. We've been given so much here. And I remember preaching on Wednesday about the places around the world, in Cambodia, in Sudan, in China. They're persecuted for their faith. And here we stand in freedom,
yes,
to meet and assemble and just to hear God's word preached. This is a valuable thing. Don't take it for granted.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're right.
Watching the same with thanksgiving. Notwithstanding, We are to continue in faith. 1 Timothy 2:15. Continue in faith with charity and holiness, with sobriety. Take heed unto thyself, 1 Timothy 4, verse 16, and to the doctrine, continue in them, continue in the doctrine. For in this, in doing this, thou shalt save thyself and them that hear thee. Hebrews 7, verse 24, this man, speaking of Jesus, he continueth forever.
Amen.
And friend, we continue because Jesus continued.
Amen?
Amen? We continue because the Lord himself, when he was faced with adversity, when he was faced with Mount Calvary, he didn't wait around. He didn't dawdle around. He had a moment in the Garden of Gethsemane where he poured out his heart to God. And he said, not my will, but thine be done. Not my will. And the devil's saying, not thy will, but my will be done. And many times we act like Satan's servants when we're now children of God. And it ought to be, not my will, but thine be done. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. This man continueth forever. Speaking of Jesus, he hath an unchangeable priesthood. Hebrews 13, verse 1. Growing up as young people, my brother and I, we'd get into fights. So my dad would always say, Hebrews 13, 1, let brotherly love continue. Hey, let brotherly love continue. Hey, there's supposed to be a brotherly love within the family of God. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Friend, can we just be doers of the work? I was in Ohio several years ago. My friend's driving down the interstate. And he said, you know what, Kevin? I'm sick and tired of not doing God's will. And I know the things that I should be doing, but I'm not doing them. And Kevin, if you would pray for me that I would do God's will with my life. I wouldn't just talk about it, but I would be a doer. I don't want to be a hypocrite anymore. I don't want to be an actor anymore. You know, some people say, you know, hey, I'm a pastor or I'm a preacher or whatever. I think maybe we should, some of us are actors, you know. Maybe that's our profession. We spit, shine, chew, and polish our shoes and all this. But we've not spent time with the Lord, not really let him affect and clean up our lives. Are you a Christian that does the word, and it's not just hearing the word? Am I a Christian? Am I a preacher or am I an actor? Okay. The apostle's swan song. He's talking to Timothy. He's saying, hey, my protege, my successor, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Last call, right, Meddy? Last call. He's saying, here's my last thing. I want to leave you with this. We should be able to say, like Paul, I've fought that good fight. And I worry sometimes. You can fight against anything in life, but it's only a good fight. It can only be determined as a good fight if we know who we're fighting against, if we're fighting against the correct enemy. And many times we've made the people of God, or we've made God himself our enemy. Last call, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. It's only a good fight if we have the right enemy. Now, I want to close things off by saying this. Sitting in McDonald's does not make you a hamburger. Standing in a garage does not make you a car. Sitting in one of these chairs at Anchor Baptist Church this morning does not make you a Christian. If you're here today and you are not going to heaven, did you know that the Bible tells you that you can know for sure?
Amen.
Isn't that a blessing? These things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Amen. Friend, wouldn't you like to know that today? Maybe you're on live stream. I'm talking to you, okay? And you don't know where you're going. The Bible has the answers for that. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's as simple as A, B, C, D. First of all, A, admit that you're a sinner. Admit that you're a sinner. We've all sinned. Sin is anything I think or do or say that breaks God's law. Admit that you're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, the meaning of life is the glory of God. And we all fall short. We miss the mark. That's what it means. Admit that you're a sinner. Kevin's a sinner. Pastor's a sinner.
Yes.
Brother Dwayne's a sinner. Jacob behind the soundboard, he's a sinner. Miss Ross down here, she's a sinner. All of us in this room The church is not a museum for the saints. It's a hospital for hurting people. The only difference between a saved man and a lost man is that one of them is on their way to heaven. One of them knows the Lord. One of them has believed on Jesus. And that's letter B, believe on Christ. Believe that Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago to save you from your sins, to rescue you from hell so you don't have to go there. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved. To believe on simply means to depend. Hey, we all need to depend on Jesus, even as Christians. John chapter 15, you know what it says? It says, without me, you can do nothing. You can't do anything without the Lord. See, call on Jesus. Call on the Lord. Only Jesus can save you. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not might be saved, you shall be saved if you'll but trust him. And D, do it now. Decide today. Do it now. It's time to accept the Lord. Not the Hindu faith, not the Catholic faith, not the Buddhist faith. It's only through Jesus. There's only one way to heaven.
Right.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You need to make that decision today. I'm serious. It's the most serious decision you can ever make. And if you know this truth, we're supposed to be sharing it. Many of us make excuses for not being in church. I'm going to speak to this and I'll quit, I promise. Okay? There are three meetings that we really like to emphasize here. Okay? Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. If you can't make Wednesday, try to make Friday. You know? But, you know, Jesus is coming back soon. And if you're a voting member of Anchor Baptist Church, I'm telling you, man, you need to apply yourself. It's high time to wake out of sleep. The day is at hand. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in chambering and wantingness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. It's time to awake out of sleep, and many of us are sleeping. And I know church attendance is not a benchmark or a spiritual success. But some of you, man, if your excuse is that, man, I live so far away from this building, I can't be here, then you got to talk to Pastor Turner and maybe some other a pastor in Surrey or Langley or something. Hey, show up for the midweek there. As long as you're getting fed, you need to be fed. We need to be fed. And as someone who works here, just in a kind of under-shepherd role, as an assisting role, there's something I'm very exhausted and tired about. If people shaking my hand after the service saying, God bless you, that really spoke to me, Pastor. And then they go out and live exactly the same. I'm not criticizing you. I'm not judging you, okay? That's not my goal. That's not my heart. But you need to understand that we are living in a dire situation. Your kids are living in a dire situation. High time to wake out of sleep. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Shall we pray?
Amen. Amen.
Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around. I will not call you out. I will not embarrass you. The best I know how, best we know how, we tried to create an environment here to remove distractions, right? To create an environment where we're not necessarily all agreeing upon the same thing, but where you're free to disagree. While the truth is presented very, very clearly. And I wonder in the silence of this moment, before we pray, if there'd be someone here who's not a Christian, you died tonight, something were to happen to you, God forbid. I'm praying it doesn't. I'm praying God has mercy on your soul. You're not saved. You're not on your way to heaven. And the Holy Spirit is knocking on your heart. I urge you, make a decision today. Don't wait. Don't delay. You can't continue in something you don't even know. I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands because I don't want to embarrass anyone after a call out like that. But you talk to someone in this room. We have men. We have ladies with God's word in their hands, his love in their hearts that would love to show you. And in the silence of this moment, perhaps there'd be someone you'd say, hey, Kevin, I was challenged today to continue. There are a lot of things I need to work on. You know it. You know it. I didn't write this because you don't know. I write this to you because you do know. In the silence of this moment, you say, Kevin, I was challenged by something today. Lord, helping me. I'm not just going to shake Yassine's hand and Kevin's hand. Just say, God bless you. I'm going out of this room a changed person.
Amen.
Doing this right.
Good.
Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's time to make a change. It's time to continue. And you say, Brother Kevin, or Kevin, maybe you're not my brother. That's why I say that. Kevin, I want to make a change for the better. I want to do what's right. I want to get clean, get pure.
Amen.
I need to talk with Pastor today, or I got to talk to somebody about moving up, moving forward. Anybody like that, raise your hand. By a lift of hand, you just say, yeah, I want to make a real change. I'm serious. I'm not messing around. I see you.